since you control the liquor licenses, you control the gaming. That's, there can be no gaming without liquor in Vandalia, so those two things are tied together.
But are we not legally prohibited from considering what the applicant is going to do with the liquor license if they are eligible for it? Can we not, can't we not deny them just because they want a gaming license?
We can limit it.
Well, it can certainly be limited. You can limit the number of gaming establishments. You can limit the number of liquor licenses because there are gaming establishments. There really is, other than, you know, the ordinary types of protected categories, gaming's not one of those, by the way, but other than making decisions on other improper bases, there's really not a lot of limitations on alcohol. You get to, this is a health and safety thing, this is one area you get to regulate very broadly.